The following is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Here is Gehring on the outside. Good dig in a back row by Wynn. Tipped across Skoak.
The state high school volleyball tournament is on the air.
Picked up by Golka. Good pass to Lowry. They go outside. Gehring, big swing. Blocked him in. Base block. Claire Hamburger. And we're going to a third set.
Eight teams, one goal. Bring home a state title for your school. Let's take you courtside now for today's game.
And a good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Southwest, the site of the Class C2 State High School Volleyball Tournament, as we are getting ready for match number three in round one. In match number one, it was Crofton, the number one seeded team and unbeaten, defeating Southern Valley in three. And in our second match of the day, it was the number fourth seeded Guardian Angels Central Catholic over Centura in three straight. So the first semifinal is set, Crofton against GACC tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And now we have our last two matches of the day in C2. Number 7 seed Sutton against number 2 seed Freeman. They're unbeaten also, 30-0. So the Sutton team has their hands full here this evening, but they're used to that. The Phillies come in 27-5. They're on a 7-0 win streak right now, dating back to the 20th of October. They've won seven straight, including their district final against Nebraska Christian, which they won 3-1. So they're coming in with a hot hand. Of course, Freeman hasn't lost a match all year. Sometimes that puts extra pressure on them. They defeated Archbishop Bergen in their district final 3-0. So maybe if the Phillies can come out and get an early lead, put some pressure on, might shake them up a little bit. We'll tell you what's happened throughout the day so far in a new format here as we return to Lincoln for the state volleyball tournament. We'll do that as you're listening to state high school volleyball action on the Breeze 94.5.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest as we take a look at what's happened. So far today, it had been all 3-0 in the matches until just a little bit ago. We've had two of them now go to five sets, and we'll talk about that here in just a few seconds. But first off, in Class A today, it was Lincoln Southeast over Lincoln North Star in three straight, and it was Omaha Marion over Papillion La Vista South in three straight. So that Class A semifinal at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena is all set. Papillion La Vista and Millard South are playing now. Then North Platte will face Millard West tonight. New format since it's back in Lincoln now for the first time in 4 years, and that is all games are 1:33, 35:30, and 7:30. No 9 o'clock games. We didn't start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't have a late match at 9 o'clock tonight. All games throughout the city tonight, just four matches starting at 1:30 in the afternoon. And then tomorrow, they're all at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, all the semifinals. And they'll go at 2 at 9, 2 at 11, 2 at 1, 2 at 3, and 2 at 5. and that's it, at 2 and 7. That's all the games tomorrow, and there's two courts at Pinnacle Bank Arena, north and a south court, and then on Saturday, all the championship games will be at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the third place games at Lincoln East. Class B, it's Omaha Scutt sweeping Pius the 10th and 3, and right now Elkhorn and Grand Island Northwest are in game 5, so that one has gone to the first time that we've had any go past 3. In Class C1, they're going to game 5. Concordia defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in 3 straight, but now Ogallala and Wahoo are going to their 5th one. So that's the first time, and then we've had 2 of them that are in game 5 right now, and that's in Class B and Class C1. In C2, right where we're at, earlier today I mentioned Crofton won it in 3 over Southern Valley, and Guardian Angels Central Catholic won it in 3 over Centura. Class D1, it was Ansley Litchfield winning it in 3 over Brady, and Axtell swept Cedar Bluffs in 3. In D2, it was Giltner sweeping Crawford, and it was Exeter Milligan sweeping Wynot. So Axtell plays Ansley Litchfield at 9 o'clock in the morning. Giltner plays Exeter Milligan at 9 o'clock in the morning. One on the south court, one in the north court at Pinnacle Bank Arena. At 1 o'clock, Crofton plays Guardian Angels Central Catholic on the north court, and Concordia will play either Ogallala or Wahoo on the south court, and then we'll go on throughout that as we wrap up this one. We'll tell you how the other ones will go on. We're going to come back and kind of go over the starting lineups for you as we continue our coverage of the Class C2 State High School Volleyball Tournament between the Sutton Phillies, 27-5, and the Freeman Falcons, 30-0. You're listening to state volleyball action here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 34 locations in Central Nebraska, including Glenville, Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. As we are just a few minutes away from the starting lineups, we'll take a look at the starting lineups for you here tonight. First off, for your Sutton Phillies, their head coach is Adam Kuntz, and then assisted by Kaylee Reich. Their fourth appearance at the state tournament. They haven't been here, though, since 2009. And they will start Delaney Lemke. She's a senior outside hitter, comes in with 158 kills. Nicole Keenan is their senior, 831 setter, that is, a junior. She's got 831 assists. Sydney Grease, the outside hitter, she's a junior, 256 kills, leads the team. Megan Drudick, she's a senior, right side hitter, 168 kills. Savannah Sherman, she's a middle hitter, senior. And then McKenna Grease, she's the middle hitter, junior, and she comes in with 213 kills, second on the team. As far as aces, the server is Nicole Keenan. She has 61 aces on the year. And as far as a defensive player, we'll see her a little bit. But as far as digs concerned, Kalen Wiseman, their libero. 424 digs coming into the state tournament. The record again, 27-5. For the Freeman Falcons, unbeaten 30-0, head coach is Danny White. This is their 12th appearance of the state tournament. They were here last year. In fact, taking a look at last year's bracket, they took on Ord last year, beat Ord, and then defeated Guardian Angels Central Catholic in the semifinals. They made it to the championship match last year, and they were the state runners-up. They lost to defending champs Hastings. Well, they lost to Hastings St. Cecilia, who's coming up next, and who's going to be trying to get their appearance again in the state championship game. So Freeman is making their 12th appearance of the state tournament. They were here last year. They were the champions in D1 in 99, champions in D1 in 2006. They were the runners-up last year in 2013 in C2. They were the runners-up in 2000, 2001, and 2005 in Class D1. Their starting lineups will go like this. Alexis Holland, she's a junior outside hitter. And then Riley Dorn, a senior, the setter, 801 assists coming in. Taylor Sugden, the right side hitter, she's a senior. And then Marissa Haynes, middle hitter, senior, 215 kills. And then Carly Remmers, she's the middle hitter, senior, 378 kills, leads the team in kills. And then Emily Lenners, she's a junior middle hitter, 158 kills. Their libero is Riley Page, she's a junior. Their defensive player, as far as digs are concerned, is Carly Renners. Remmers came in with 263 digs. As far as services are concerned, Emily Lenners, 70 aces on the year. So they're both having a pretty good year there. We'll come back with the start of this match after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to state volleyball action on the Breeze.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. Both those matches that have gone into the fifth set are wild ones in Class C1. Wahoo is up 11-10 in the fifth, and Elkhorn over in Class D is up on Grand Island. No, now it's Grand Island Northwest leading 12-11. So both those, of course, it's to 15 in the fifth set. So we'll have some finals on those here just shortly, maybe right after the start of this one. Sutton in their red with their white numbers, black shorts, and Freeman will be in their powder puff blue with gray numbers, so very hard to see the numbers, so bear with me tonight because you could barely see them. They need to be a little bit brighter. Grand Island Northwest now leading Elkhorn 13-11. They need 2 points yet to wrap that one up. In set five, that would be a huge one for Grand Island Northwest. The winner will play Omaha Scutt, the number one seeded team. They won earlier with three sets in Class B. Now both teams coming up to the net, shaking hands. We're ready to go here in Class C2. 3 of 4 coming up. And the last one, Hastings St. Cecilia and Elmwood Murdoch. St. Cecilia, the defending state champs, 29-4, and then Elmwood Murdoch coming in 25-5. So should be a good one State Cecilia coming in the number 3 seed. Elmwood Murdoch, the number 6 seed. So here, Sutton will be on the left side as we view the action, and Freeman on the right side. Both teams will have their lineups checked. Getting a little handshake in the middle of the net. There we go. It will be Sutton serving first. Now Elkhorn has tied Grand Island Northwest up 13-13 in the fifth set. Libero is coming in for Sutton right away, and that is Kaylin Wiseman. Serving first for Sutton will be Nicole Keenan, the junior. And we're set to go. State volleyball action, Class C2. Ogallala has lost to Wahoo 15-12. Here comes the serve. It's taken, passed up front, and a hit right into the net right away, and Sutton gets the first point, 1-0, as the hit in the net by Riley Dorn for Freeman. Second serve is taken in the middle. Again, bear with us. The numbers are barely seen there on the powder. There we go. Now the set, served over by Sutton. Here's a short set, pushed over right in the middle, fell right in front Nicole Keenan. She tried, though, just couldn't bring it up. Wahoo again 1-5 over Ogallala in a wild one, 15-12 in the final set. Here's a serve here as we continue on in game one. A nice hit, nice kill on the far side by Megan Drudick. Blocked, but it went out. The block was set by Marissa Haynes, but it went out, and it's 2-1. Sutton on top here, as I said. Freeman has not lost this year, so if Sutton could come out and get an early lead and put some pressure on, it would be good for the Phillies. There's an outside hit down on the far side on a short free ball over there, and that kill will go to Riley Dorn. Excuse me, Marissa Haynes got the kill. She'll be back to serve for the Falcons. Service taken in the middle, set up high. There's a shot put across court nicely by Reese, and then the kill over here on the near side by Carly Remmers for Freeman, and it's 3-2 now. Service coming up again by the Falcons. It's a deep serve by Haynes, and it's 3-3 here in game number one. Back to serve for Sutton will be Kaylin Wiseman. There's the service taken in the middle, and then Haynes is going to be free balled over. Phillies, free ball right back over. So another chance put right over the middle there by Haynes, and then pushed over by Keenan. But it came right back in the call of net, and it'll be point over to the Falcons. It's 4-3, Freeman. And the serve is over by Lenners. There's a nice kill, but long by Megan Drudick. So it's 5-3, Freeman now here in game one. Again, Emily Lenners back to serve for the Falcons. Service, that one's long, so that's the second service error by the Falcons. A break for the Phillies, 5-4. Sutton can tie it up here. Substitution coming in now. Coming in will be Kelsey Sponberg, the junior, in to serve. 21 aces on the year. She's back deep to serve. Here comes the serve. Just got it over the net. Dug out, goes way wide. It'll be a free ball over. Sponberg set up here right over the middle. Nice hit by Sherman. But the Falcons are going to free ball it over. Nice chance now for the Phillies. They set it up. Nice setup by Keenan. Nice kill. Cross court. Nice job by Sidney Greese, the outside hitter. 256 kills. Their leading hitter for the Phillies. She puts it down, and it's tied up at five here in game one. And again, back to serve will be Sponberg. Service here on the near side. There's the set, but it's hit wide and out. The set by Dorn and hit out wide by Lenners, and it's 6-5 now. The Phillies on top. Here's the serve. It's deep. Pass to Dorn. And over on the far side, the right side hitter. Dug out. Nice save. Dinked over nicely by Greece. Now here on the attack is the Falcons by Holland, but dug out. Middle hit, but it goes wide by Savannah Sherman. And it goes to the Falcons. It's 6-6 here in game one. So tight first game. And back to serve is Taylor Sugden. Her serve taken in the middle of the back row. It's set up by Keenan and then free balled over by Greece. Now set and then hit over, and it goes long. Tipped over by Carly Remmers, and her tip went flying way out. And it's 7-6, Sutton, and then Sidney Greece back to serve now for the Phillies. And she puts it right in the net. Don't need service errors today, and it's tied up at 7. So back to serve now for Freeman is Carly Remmers. Little jump serve, nice pass to Keenan. Then powering it over is Savannah Sherman. She powered it over here on the near side, got it over the net, and it's 8-7. Sutton's retaking the lead. Back and forth we go. And it will be Sherman with the serve. Tip back over. Keenan with the set, far side. Oh, it was a nice shot by Delaney Lemke, but she was blocked mightily by Haynes. And also in there was Lenners. So it's 8-8 here in game one. I said, a nice tight game one. Here's a nice serve by Holland, and then it's tipped right back over the middle. We've seen some great net play already. McKenna Greece tipped that one right over, and it fell right in front of the defense for the Falcons at 9-8. Sutton, and back to serve will be Nicole Keenan, the junior, for the Phillies. Her service taken in the middle of the back row. Set up, and a big kill by Emily Lenners. And we're tied again at 9. So just when Sutton gets a point and gets ahead, and then here come the Falcons right back. And then back to serve now will be Riley Dorn, the senior, the setter. The pass, and the pass went into the net, but they dig it out. Nice job there by the libero, Wiseman. And then the shot, it looked like it was going to be long, but it fell in the back row by Emily Lenners. Gets the kill, and it's 10-9, and Freeman's retaking the lead now by 1. Here's the serve, again by Dorn. Out set up, Keenan, cross-court hit. It's dug out in the back row by Holland, and then tipped at the net right there by the Phillies, put right back over by the Falcons. Now Keenan is there. Here comes the hit by Lemke. Dug out back row. Now it'll be a back row hit by Holland. Here is the libero Wiseman, and they free ball it over. Falcons on the attack, short set, kill, and down. Over on the far side with the kill was Taylor Sugden, I think. Nope. Marissa Haynes got the kill. That's 11-9. Phillies up by 2 now. Here's the serve by Dorn. Keenan, nice short set, and the kill this time by McKenna Greese. For the Phillies, it's 11-10. So Lemke back to serve now for Sutton. They're down by 1 here in game 1. Pass to Dorn, and in a kill right over the middle by Emily Lenners. 12-10. Phillies back up by two. We're in game one. Best of five. We're in game three in Class C2. One more to go after this. Service here on the near side. Nice pass over to Keenan. And they just got it over again. And it fell right in the middle. Like that old campfire defense fell right in the middle. And back to serve now will be Wiseman. Her serve, far sideline. Nice short set again, but a nice dig out. I got to give credit to Nicole Keenan. It was a big hit by Carly Remmers, but she dug it out, but it went wide, and it's 13-11. Phillies up again, or excuse me, Falcons up again by two. Service taken in the back row by Keenan. And then into the net went Greece's shot. Just couldn't get it over to crawl over the net. It's 14-11, biggest lead by either team. Freeman's up by three now. Another hard serve by Leonard's, and a big kill right over the middle this time by Megan Drudik. Nice set, and Drudik was able to hammer it down. It's 14-12. Phillies only down by two now. And in to serve now will be Kelsey Sponberg, the junior. Comes in on the rotation. Here comes her serve. Far sideline. Pass. Nice set. Block right at the net. And then hit again. It was a good block by Savannah Sherman, but on the free ball, they were able to set it. And it was powered down by Carly Remmers. And it's 15-12. Freeman up by three. Taylor Sugden serves now for the Falcons. Here is the set by Keenan. Far side, tipped right over the net by Greece. Now hit right into the net. No jumping at all that time. Just a flat-footed shot from the middle of the back row by Emily Leonard. It went right into the net. 15-13. Sutton down by two, and they have the serve. And back to serve is Sidney Greece, the junior. Trudick to Dorn. Nice save, and they free ball it over. Now the Falcons on the attack again, near side. Here's the shot put down by Alexis Holland, the junior. Nice attempt in the back row there by Hanthorne. 16-13. And that matches at the begin, the biggest lead by the Falcons, by Freeman. Here comes the jump serve. Kind of a jump serve. It's going to go way wide. It's going to be out. So it's an ace serve back there by Carly Remmer. So it's 17-13, biggest lead any team's had here in game one. Now the coach is asking the official. Says if it goes way wide and it's past the power, past the pole, it's out of bounds. There's the set, far side. There's the dink over, but Lemke's shot is put right back over. So Lemke does it again and got it through the blockers that time. Got it through and down. Second try, powered it home, and it's 17-14. Phillies down by three. And back to serve is Savannah Sherman. So Sherman back to serve in the middle. Oh, bad wide pass, dug out. Free ball right back over, but it's touched out by Sidney Greece. Kind of a bullet over there, and she just got a part of it, and then it went backwards, 18-14 now, Falcons. Alexis Holland back to serve now for the Falcons. Deep serve, too deep. Good job by the Phillies to let that one go, and it's 18-15. Back to serve will be Nicole Keenan, the junior. Their setter back to serve. Down by three here in game one. Nice jump serve, hits the top of the tape, dug out, free balled up here on the near side, off the top of the tape, goes back over to the Phillies. Set up, Lemke, and she gets it down. Delaney Lemke with the kill right here in the near corner, and it's 18-16, Sutton within two here in game one. So Keenan with the serve now, trying to get this one tied up in the middle. Pass to their setter, Dorn, outside hit, goes way long by Marissa Haynes, and all of a sudden it's a one-point game. Timeout, Freeman, 18-17, Sutton down by just one. You're listening to Class C2 state volleyball action. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton just down by one here in game one, 18-17. They've come out. Played Freeman very close, and as I said, Freeman with no losses on the year. Sutton, keep it close and make that team nervous when you get to the state tournament and you haven't lost yet. A little bit of pressure on you. And I think right now, Sutton playing with a little bit more confidence. Back to serve once again is Keenan. Deep one. It's passed to the setter. Short set, tipped right over and down that time by Emily Leonard on a nice set by Riley Dorn. And it's 9-12. Just lost the scoreboard. So I think it was 19-17, but somebody must have unplugged us. So we just lost the power to the scoreboard. So they'll plug it back in, but I believe the score is 19-17. There we go. I think it's 19. So they have 18-17. I think it's 19-17. They have it 18-17, but I think there's. They need to put up another point. There they do. 19-17. So we would have taken it. Here's the serve, taken in the middle by Wiseman. Blocked over, and it's a point goes to Freeman. They say it wasn't touched by anybody. They said the hit by Drudik went wide. It hit the pole, and now timeout by Sutton. So it's 20-17 Sutton. They'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll take one, too, here on The Breeze, 94.5.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we've had it all here in game one. A close score, back and forth. Each team's led, and the scoreboard went out. So we've had it all. It's 20-17 right now. The Falcons of Freeman are up by three. The Phillies have just kept coming right back. See if they can do that again. Wiseman pass. There's a nice hit by McKenna Grease, but just hit the net. It's 21-17. So now they got to turn things around here if they can. Back to serve once again, the Falcons. Nice deep serve by their setter, Riley Dorn. Now they're going to have a net call. Hitting herself in the net was Drudik, and so it's 22-17. This is the biggest lead either team has had. And it's five now. Freeman up by five. Drudik's serve is deep. Pass. Here's the set. McKinnon tipped over that time. Now Dorn sets it up. Outside hit. Partially tipped. Wiseman right there to dig it out. Back row. Set up here on the near side. Hit over. Far sideline. Near side hit. Big hit, but Wiseman's right there. Keenan sets it up. Lemke hits it. Right back over to her. Now Keenan sets it up again. Pushed over. Back row set. Set over nicely there by Haynes. And then a big hit. Dug out again by the Falcons, but then right back to follow it up was McKenna Grease. She was waiting for a kind of a free ball, and she was, and set it right back down. And so now it's 22-18. Sutton only down by four. Here's the serve. Back row pass. Dorn here on the near side. Big hit. Block that goes out. Now it's 23-18. Freeman. So now Haynes, now a timeout called by Sutton. They're in game one, 23-18. The Falcons lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, I'm Dana Grease, your pharmacist at Sutton Pharmacy. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy since 2007. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. We offer a full line of Good Neighbor Pharmacy products to meet your healthcare needs. Sutton Pharmacy also offers deliveries to Sutton and Edgar for your convenience. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Sutton Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lincoln Southwest, we're in game one, best of five. And the Freeman Falcons lead Sutton Phillies 23-18. And the Falcons are serving. Back to serve is Haynes, and it's wide. Well, that was a good gift, and it's 23-19. And back to serve will be Kalen Wiseman, set by Dorn. Here's the big hit right over the middle. Nice short set, and with the kill was Carly Remmers, and it's 24-19, so it's game point now for the Falcons. Again, unbeaten on the year. Here's the serve. It's deep, and it's a miss hit by Delaney Lemke. She meant to receive it. It went straight into the floor, and Freeman wins the first game, 25-19. Game one goes to the Falcons. The Phillies, we'll see if they can come back strong in game two. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We'll come back to Class C2 state volleyball action here at Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest as we get set for game two in this Class C2 first round match. Over in Class, where are we at here? Class D1, St. Mary's, the number one seed and unbeaten, beat Humphrey St. Francis 25-13. And Stewart, the number one seed, beat Mullen 25-18. They're behind time in Class C1 because of the five setter, which Wahoo won over Ogallala. And they're behind in Class B because of the five-setter Elkhorn over Grand Island Northwest. Haven't got a game one yet in Class A or in Class C1, or excuse me, or in Class Well, I guess that catches us up. All right, so we're all good. We're all good. Here we go to game two. Switch sides. Sutton over on our right side now. The Phillies need to even things up here in game two. Losing that first one, 25-19. It was back and forth, and now Riley Dorn will serve first for the Falcons of Freeman. Taken in the middle by Greece. Set up. Nice set by Keenan, and McKenna Greece came in and pounded it down, so it's an early 1-0 lead for Sutton. That brings right in off the bench Megan Drudik. Back to serve will be Keenan, Nicole Keenan, their setter. Here's a set. Nice hit off the top of the net by Taylor Sugden. That took off enough speed that it fell right in the back line, so it's 1-1 here in game two. And back to serve now will be Marissa Haynes for the Falcons. She serves it over, taken over on the far side. Keenan sets it up, short set. Oh, this time the hit by Greece is blocked. And it was blocked by Carly Remmers and Emily Lenners. And it's 2-1, Falcons. Here comes Haynes' serve. Get in the back corner, pass to Keenan. Here on the near side, it'll be free balled over by Drudik. Set, short set, hit cross court, but Keenan was right there. Now Wiseman, the libero, and then free balled over by Lemke. Set up far side, big hit, but a big kill, or block, I should say, by Megan Drudik. She was ready for him that time. She blocked him. And it's 2-2 here in game two. And back to serve will be Delaney Lemke for the Phillies. Near corner, pass. Set up by Dorn, just bumped over. Wiseman's there. Here's the kill. Kind of sails and goes long. So it'll be a point. No, they're going to give it to the Phillies. They had touched somebody. So a big break for Sutton. They lead it 3-2 here in game two. So Phillies with the serve. There's the set by Dorn. Big hit, but another big block this time by McKenna Greece, and they lead it 4-2. They're coming out with a little bit of authority here in game two. Here's the serve in the middle of the back row. Short set, cross court this time, but Keenan was right there. It'll be free balled over. Nice pass to Dorn. Another short set, but this time right over the middle with the kill was Emily Lenners. And it's 4-3, but Sutton has the lead. That serve was so hard, it came right back over to Freeman's side. Another strong hit, but another block, and they're going to call four hits. They say it wasn't blocked. It hit the net. So everything going Sutton's way here in game two. Here's Wiseman's serve. They lead it 5-3. Set up high. Here's Holland again. Another block. Sutton's doing a great job at the net, blocking everything that Freeman's throwing at him here in game two. Tipped over the net. Dug out. Nobody there. They finally dig it out, and it'll have to be free balled over by the Falcons. Here's Keenan. Short set. Hit, but long. They're going to call another tip. So the Phillies get it again, and it's 6-3 in favor of Sutton. That'll take any break we can get. Middle of the back row to Dorn. Outside hit, going to go long by Taylor Sugden. Timeout, Freeman, 7-3, Sutton in game number two. So the Phillies come out strong in game two. And they lead it. We're back after this 30-second break on The Breeze 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze,
94.5.
Now, this is what Sutton needed to do, is to put a little pressure on Freeman and get him a little scared. That's what's happened here in game two. They lead it 7-3. And they are dominating at the net. And Wiseman then serves it out. That was a tough break. Good timeout called by the Freeman coach. So that stopped the run by Sutton. 7-4 now. But the Phillies on top. Back to serve will be Sugden for the Falcons. Keenan sets it up here on the far side. Blocked at the net this time. But this time it was by Holland for the Falcons on the hit by Megan Drudick. It's 7-5. Here's the serve. Kind of a soft one over. Just barely dug out and a free ball. And right there to pound it down was Carly Remmers. So just like that, it's 7-6. Well, out of that timeout, man, it's all been Freeman. Here's Sugden's serve again. Wiseman, pass to Keenan. Here's side. Here's a hit, and it goes long. So now we're tied at 7-7. They had a four-point lead, and that just went away. Tied at 7 here in game two. Sugden serve, kind of a soft serve over. Here's a set. Nice set to Megan Drudick, and she powers it across the court and down, and it's 8-7. Sutton retakes the lead. And Kelsey Sponberg checks back in for the Phillies. See if they can start a run here again. Sponberg back to serve over on the far corner. Oop, nope. Service error. Two in a row now for the Phillies. So that'll bring Sponberg back in to the bench area and back on the floor. Haley Hanthorn, the junior, comes on the floor. Play defense in the back corner. Jump serve way to the deep by Carly Remmers. Set by Keenan. Pushed through the blockers and dug out. We're going to have a violation crossing the center line on Marissa Haynes. So a point goes to the Phillies, 9-8. And to serve now will be Sydney Grease. Sugden passes it to Dorn. Here's Holland with the hit off the blockers. Dugout. Wiseman's there. Here's Lemke. And then right back over by Keenan. It goes way wide, and it's pushed over by Freeman. Good chance here by Sutton, and it is because the Phillies, oh, they're going to go. They're giving it to, it was wide. Point goes to Freeman. It looked like it was wide. Now Keenan's going to talk to the line judge. And now the line judge and the head judge are going to have a conversation here. We may get a replay. So the head official and the line judge talking about it right now. And they're getting help from both the captains, too. And it's going to go to Freeman. So the Phillies tried to get the point, but it didn't work out. Now the Sutton coach is going to talk to the umpire. He doesn't get an explanation. He says it's wide. So it's 9-9. That's how it is in game two. Here's Holland, and she serves it deep. So we've had lots of servicers here in game two. It all works out. And coming off the bench is McKenna Grease. McKenna comes in and serving now will be Savannah Sherman. 10-9, Sutton's back with the lead. Dorn sets it up, swing hit coming up, and it's down. That was a big hit by Marissa Haynes. We're tied at 10. Wow. These two teams are just been evenly matched here. Service. Oh, and it's a bad pass right back over to the Falcons, and then it's hit by Sugden. Dugout. Keenan is there. Near side. Lemke pushes it over. Here's Dorn. Short set killed by Emily Lenners. 11-10 now. Freeman has taken the lead here in game two. Back and forth we've gone. Here's the serve by Dorn. Uh-oh, right back over the net. Pushed right back over to the Philly side. Lemke with a nice hit across court, far side. Dorn sets it up now for the Falcons off the top of the net, dug out by Wiseman. And a nice hit by Keenan, got it right over the net, and they're going to have to free ball it over. They won't. It'll be four hits by the Falcons, and the Phillies with a nice scrappy play make it 11-11 here in game two. And Nicole Keenan now back to serve for Sutton. Here's Keaton's serve, almost an ace. And then Haynes, and boy, a big hit by Haynes again. That's her second kill. Two out of the last three plays have been hers. And she'll go back to serve now. 12-11, Freeman's retaking the lead by one. Serve is deep to Wiseman. Nice pass to Keenan. Sets it up far side. Shot put over by Greece, and then hits it right back over, but right into the net. The Falcons shot goes, and it's tied up at 12 again, and then back to serve now will be Delaney Lemke for Sutton. Far side pass to Dorn, short, and a big hit again. Nice vertical jump over the middle by Carly Remmers. Again, she leads their team with kills, 378 coming into the state tournament. That brings Micaiah Calkins, in for Sutton. She'll be playing defensively for the Phillies. And back deep to serve now is Lenners, and she serves it wide. So we're tied at 13 again here, just like that. So Wiseman back to serve for Sutton, just hits the top of the tape. Saved by Sugden, and then they can't tip it over. So a big break for Sutton, and it's their lead again, 14-13. And Wiseman back to serve again. Sutton on top by one. Dorn, oh my gosh. She hit another short set, and again, Carly Remmers with a huge, huge vertical jump hammered it down. And it's 14-all here in game two. Back and forth, just like game one. There's another one. This time, there was a short set, and it looked like that Savannah Sherman had the advantage, but nope. Carly Remmers had the block, blocked it right down. And it's 15-14 Freeman. Short serve. Keenan sets it up here on the near side. Hit by Greece, dugout. Dorn sets it up, far side. Holland, back row save by Wiseman. Keenan sets it up, near side. Greece again, dugout back row. Dorn sets up. It's going to have to be free balled over by the Falcons. It is. Wiseman's there. Keenan sets it up. Shot from the far side. Down. Nope. They say it's down. It's down by Megan Drudick. She'll get the kill. And back to serve now will be Sponberg. Kelsey Sponberg has come back in. It's tied at 15 here in game two. Set again. Oh, this time the block, though, was ready as Carly Remmers went to do it again, but this time the block by Savannah Sherman was there. And it's 16-15 Sutton. Into the match now goes Cassidy Mason for Freeman. And Sponberg back to serve again. 1 point lead by the Phillies. And an ace serve as it's hit out by Marissa Haynes. And now the Phillies have a 2 point lead, 17-15. What a match. What a match. Sponberg again to serve. Sponberg serve. Sugden set up high, far side, through the blockers and down. The kill by Cassidy Mason. Again, she just came in with just 35 kills. She just got one in the state tournament, 36 now. And back to serve will be Carly Remmers for the Falcons. Sutton still with a 1 point lead in game two. They're down one game to nothing. Nice big hit there again by Savannah Sherman, dugout. And a big block by Sherman as she follows it up after Cassidy Mason tried to get her second kill in the state tournament. But Sherman would not have nothing doing there. And it's 18-16 now, two-point lead for the Phillies. Sugden, bad pass. They're going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Keenan sets it up near side. Lemke blocked right back over. Dorn sets it up. Haynes over here on the near side gets the kill cross court, and it's 18-17. So Sutton hangs on to that one-point lead here in game two. Service taken by Wiseman. Keenan sets it up. Here's Sherman, partially tipped and then goes out. So it's 19-17, Sutton by two here in game two. Looking to even this matchup as Holland checks back in now for the Falcons. And back to serve will be Savannah Sherman. And it's in the net. That was a tough one, 19-18. We've seen some service errors here in this second game. And now back to serve will be Riley Dorn. Dorn serve, far sideline Wiseman. Keenan here on the near side. Lemke over the blockers, far sideline to Dorn. Here's Sugden. Dug out Wiseman. Keenan. Lemke again. Soft one hits it over, far side. Set up here on the near side. Haynes, and it's long. Good break for the Phillies, 20-18. They've reached that 20-point first. Timeout, Freeman, 20-18. Phillies on top in game two. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 34 locations in central Nebraska, including Glenville, Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. Well, see if Sutton can keep this run going. The last time that Freeman called a timeout, he came back and scored and took the lead back. Well, right now, Sutton has a two-point lead, 20-18, and would like to keep that one and tie this match up. So, see if they can keep it going here. They lost the first game by a score of 25-19. Right now, they lead it 20-18, Sutton does. Keenan serve, back row. Dorn, Sugden, oh, and in the back row. Just fell in the back line. And it's 20-19 now. Sutton leads it by one, in to serve now. Back to serve, I should say, is Haynes, Marissa Haynes. Far sideline, Keenan sets it up. Sherman, done. She gets the point. Right down that far sideline. Holland couldn't dig it up. 21-19. That's what we wanted to see. And now Sutton with a two-point lead here in game two. Going to try to even this matchup. Lemke with the serve. Dorn sets it. Tipped over the blockers this time. Keenan sets it up. And it's just free-balled over the back line. Pass to Dorn, sets it up high. Here's the kill. It's hit right back over, tipped right back over to the Phillies. And then nobody went to get it. Sutton looked at each other. I think they were waiting for somebody to come set it. Nobody did. It's 21-20. Ouch. Well, that's right. They could come over that. And here comes the serve now by Emily Lenners. You just got to get the point here. Lemke, Keenan, near side, off the top of the tape and out. And we are, what do we got? I didn't think it touched anybody. They say it did, so we'll take the point. 22-20. Sutton up by two. And Wiseman with the serve. Big break there for Sutton. Service taken in the middle. Dorn. Big hit, and the kill goes down to Carly Remmers. Again with a short set, 22-21. Oh, wow. And now we're going to have a timeout. Sutton calls timeout, 22-21 in game two. Game one went to Freeman. This one, Sutton leads it by one. We're back in 30 on the Breeze, 94.5.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. What a match we got going here. Freeman won the first game, 25-19. Sutton has been pretty much in control of game two, 22-21. They lead it, but Freeman with the serve, and with it is Sugden. It's a nice pass to Keenan, far side, the kill, off the block and out. 23-21, Phillies by two, Sponberg in to serve. They just need two to even this match up. Again, Freeman comes in, hasn't lost a match all year. Here's Sponberg serve, and it goes wide. Oh, it's in! In the near sideline. It's 24-21, game point. Wow. And now a substitution coming in for the Falcons is checking in will be Cassidy Mason. Here comes the serve by Sponberg to tie this one up. Pass to Dorn. Big hit down by Carly Remmers. 24-22. But all Sutton needs to do now is just hope for a mistake here or get a point. Freeman has to run off two in a row. Here's the serve. Nice pass to Keenan. Here's a hit over the middle. It's long. 24-23. Now Sutton doesn't want to give up another point. Then we're going to go to the next. Then it takes two to win. Here comes the serve by Remmers. Big serve here. Pass to Keenan. Keenan here on the near side. Hit off the net. Dug out. Dorn sets it up. Far side hit. Cross. It's going to be over the net. Tipped over. Falcons have it. It's hit over back row. We got a line violation by Sutton. And now it's 24 all. So it's going to be a 2 point. It's got to be a 2 point. And Sutton calls timeout. Phillies call a timeout. We're tied at 24 in game two, back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Game in this Class C2 first-round match. 25-19, Freeman won the first one, but here in the second one, Sutton is clawing away. It was 24-24 right now. Freeman with the serve. Pass to Keenan through Sutton. Near side. And through the blockers and down by Sidney Grease. So it's 25-24. Advantage Sutton now. And they can serve for the second game. And back to serve will be Sidney Grease, who just got that kill. Her serve is deep, and it is an ace serve. And Sutton wins game two, 26-24. We're going to go, and this could go five. This could go five. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Each team has won a game. We're back with game three. You're listening to Class C2 State Volleyball Action on The Breeze, 94.5.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
Hi, I'm Dana Grease, your pharmacist at Sutton Pharmacy. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy since 2007. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. We offer a full line of Good Neighbor Pharmacy products to meet your healthcare needs. Sutton Pharmacy also offers deliveries to Sutton and Edgar for your convenience. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Sutton Pharmacy.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to State. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Lincoln Southwest. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's Sidney Grease. We were trying to figure out who got that last kill, and it was Sidney Grease. I thought that's what it was. Someone asked me, and I thought, well, I'm pretty sure it was her, but she got the last one for Sutton and made it 26-24. And Sutton has tied this match up, one game apiece. And I just kind of knew the way they were playing. They're putting some pressure on Freeman, who hadn't been beaten all year. And then I was looking to see, when was the last time they went five sets or four sets? We'll take a look at that here in just a second, because that. But right now, Sutton is going to be serving, and that's Keenan. Set. Haynes with the swing hit. It's picked up. And then free ball right back over. Here's Freeman again. Haynes this time and hits it way out. I think Sutton right now has got them rattled. Freeman, the last time they went five. Well, I guess it was against Elmwood Murdoch. They went five and won it 3-2. So it's not something there. It's uncommon to them. But right now, I think you got all the There's a block over on the far side by McKenna Grease. Right now, all the momentum is going Sutton's way, and they lead it 2-0. They are playing right now with all the way, and an ace serve by Nicole Keenan, and they lead it 3-0 here in game three. And they are just smoking. They have come out smoking. Here's the serve breaking over on the far sideline, pushed up, and then it's taken Wiseman. Here is nice hit by Lemke. It's partially tipped and goes out, so another kill by Sutton. It's 4-0 here in game three as they've come out big. It's all Sutton here in game three, 4-0. Pass to Dorn, tipped over the net. Wiseman sets it up high. Here's the kill, and again, another nice kill. They can't do no wrong. Megan Drudik with the kill. It's 5-0. The Phillies, and a timeout called by the Falcons. They've got to do something, but way to go, Phillies, as they're coming out strong, as they're looking to upset the number two seeded team and unbeaten Freeman Falcons here in the first round of the Class C2 state tournament. Right now, we're tied up at one game apiece, and they lead it in game number three. 5-0. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5.
Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All Sutton here in Game 3. It's tied up one game apiece. Keenan serve. Pass to Dorn. Here's the shot, and they hit it right. Wiseman right under the chin. That finally stopped the Sutton rally, 5-1. And the Falcons get their first point in Game 3, but Sutton right now with all the momentum. Wiseman, nice pass to Keenan. Back row pass to Greece, McKenna. And then a kill put time by Haynes. And it's 5-2. One thing Sutton doesn't want to do is let them right back into the match. I want them to get the momentum swing back their way. Dorn's serve. Here's McKenna, short set and hit by Greece. Dug out. Here is Sugden. And then it'll be passed up to Lemke, and she just tipped it right over, and nobody was there. Right behind the blockers and right on the floor, and it's 6-2 in favor of the Phillies. Back to serve, Delaney Lemke. Deep serve, pass to Dorn. Near side, here's Sugden. Over the blockers, right back to Lemke. Set up high, far side, Haynes. Parsley tip, dugout back row. Wiseman's there, though. It'll be free balled over. Just barely got it over. Dorn sets it up. Then a big hit, but right there's Lemke. Tinked over, but right to meet him was Carly Remmers. Nice try by the Phillies, trying to take a little off of it and try to dink it over, but Remmers was there. 6-3, though. Sutton leads it. We're at a game apiece here. This will be the first time in Class C2 that we're going to go to extra sets, and that was a free ball right over, and Remmers was right there to pound it down. It's 6-4. Our first two matches were three-game sweeps, but not this one. We'll go to four for sure, maybe five. Back row pass, Keenan, back row, blocked again. This time blocked by Lenners and Remmers, and it's 6-5. So now, again, the momentum swinging just a little bit back towards the Falcons. Here's the serve, deep, past Lemke to Keenan. That time, McKenna Greece got it through the blockers. And it's 7-5, Sutton back up by two. We were back and forth, back and forth. 26-24 was the score in game number two. Sutton pulled it out. Pass to Dorn here on the near side. Sugden off the blockers. Dug out, though, by Lemke. They've played some great defense. And some great hits. There's another one by Sydney Greece that time right through the blockers. 8-5 now. Phillies retaking the lead, up by three again. They've never given up the lead here in game three, I guess. They got a little close. There's a big kill again by Remmers. She has got the power. She just hasn't had much opportunity. Then Sutton says, we're not going to give her much chance to hit it. And that's what they've done. Nice strong serve, dug out by Keenan. Hit right back over to the Falcons side. Holland got it over. It's hit way to the back to Wiseman and not to be free balled over. Nope, nobody got, kind of got into some traffic there, and getting caught up in traffic was Sherman and Drudik. And it's 8-7 now. Sutton still hangs on to a 1-point lead here. Service in the far corner. Pass to Keenan. Far side. Hit across court there. By Greece, Sydney Greece. Now back over by the Falcons. Keenan sets it up for the Phillies. Oh, and hit just barely over by Megan Drudik. Just got over enough to fall right in the middle of the floor. Nobody was there, and it's 9-7. Sutton. Here's the service taken in the middle of the back row. Set up by Dorn, and then big hit by Lemmers. Remmers and Leonard's back there, but Remmers got that one. Powdered that one. 9-8. Sutton hanging on to that one-point lead here in game three, trying to take that 2-game-to-1 lead here in this match. That one just barely over. Keenan has it set up now. Here's the shot by Grease, partially tipped. Dorn will set it up. Here's Haynes. Keenan sets it up again, far side. Pushed over there by Sidney Grease. Set up near side. Here's the shot put over into the net this time by Marissa Haynes, and it's 10-8. Every time that Freeman gets within one, here comes the Phillies. They're up by two. Back to serve now will be Sidney Grease for the Phillies. They lead it by two, 10-8 here in game three and into the net. So it's 10-9, and the Falcons will have Remmers back to serve. Good server, 47 aces on the year. Just over, Keenan saves it, tipped over the net, dug out. Set right back over by Haynes. Wiseman to Keenan. Here's the short set through the blockers. Dug out. Dorn hits it. Holland gets it over. Back row save by Wiseman. Again, Keenan sets it up. Lemke through the blockers. Dug out back row by the Falcons. And then Remmers gets it over. Back row push. And then free balled back over by Lemke. Now Dorn will set it up again. Big hit over on the far side, but partially blocked. Dug out. Now straight up. And there'll be a lift call on the near side here. On Haley Hamthorne, and it's 10-all here in game three. And back to serve again. And into the net went Remmers. So Sutton let him tie it up, but then they retake the lead right back. 11-10 here in game three. Each team has won one game in this match. And back to serve is Sherman. Dorn. There's Haynes off the blockers and out. So they get it tied up again, 11-all. Now this is what we saw in game two. It was tied back and forth, back and forth. And finally, Sutton won it 26-24. This has been a great match to watch. Here's the service. Taken in the middle. Set up by Keenan. Lemke on the far side. Back row save. Set up for Haynes. Haynes cross court. Back row save there by Grease. Back over on the Falcon side. Here's Haynes again through the blockers. Nice save by Wiseman. Keenan sets it up. Far side Lemke pushes it over the blockers. Set up. Short set. Pushed over and good. That time by Emily Leonard. And Freeman has their first lead in the third game, 12-11. Keenan sets it up. That one goes clear to the back row. It's saved. Dorn sets it up for Haynes off the blockers and then hit out. It's 13-11 Freeman. So they have a two-point lead here in game number three. Back to serve for the Falcons. Holland, and that's going to be a lift called on Wiseman who received the serve. So it's 14-11. Big lead there for the Phillies, and a timeout called by Sutton. 14-11, Freeman in game number three. Each team's won one game here. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The Breeze, 94.5.
14-11, Freeman has come back and taken the lead here in game three. Each team has won one game in our third match in Class C2. One more yet to go tonight. And back to serve once again, Alexis Holland for the Falcons. Deep serve. Pass to Keenan. And set over by Grease, McKenna Grease. Set up near side. Here's Haynes. Haynes, back row save by Wiseman. Keenan sets it up. Lemke off the blockers. Dug out back row. Here's Dorn. Short set just barely over by Lenners. Set up again. Near side, Haynes, and she hits it out. So the Phillies get the point, 14-12. They're down by two here in game three. Back to serve will be the setter, Nicole Keenan, for the Phillies. Jump serve right in the middle of the back row. Set up, far side, Haynes. Back row, Wiseman. Keenan in the middle, and then Lemke way over on the far side into the net. 15-12, Freeman back up by three again. Good crowd on hand. One more game. St. Cecilia of Hastings and Elmwood Murdoch getting ready to take the floor after this one. Haynes way back. Oh, that was a good job by McKenna Grease. She got it to float right over the net. And Haynes trying to dig it up on her side for Freeman. Hit it way behind everybody. And it's 15-13. So the Phillies now just trailing by two. We'll have Delaney Lemke back there to serve. Pass to Dorn and Haynes, and she got it through the blockers and down. It's 16-13, Freeman. Something came out here and took a huge lead in game three, and then Freeman just started coming slowly back, and then they took the lead. And then they've held on to it, and that one is deep. Nice job by Kaylin Wiseman. The libero let that one go, and it's 16-14. Wiseman to serve now in the middle to Dorn here on the near side. That went right in the corner. Nice hit. She placed that one perfectly. That was, of course, Carly Remmers. He's come in here and just dominated with kills. But she has not, it's not all been easy for her. Sutton has done a good job of blocking her also. 17-14, Freeman back up again by three. That one right over the blockers. Nice job by Megan Drudick. Good left-handed hitter. And then in for the serve is Kelsey Sponberg now. Sponberg serve in the net. 18-15, Freeman. I have a funny feeling that whoever wins this one, we're still probably going to go five. Here comes into the game now. Tori Bohr, a sophomore, comes in to play defense for the Falcons. Here's a pass to Keenan. Grease, big hit. Boy, she got nice vertical on that one. Excuse me, Savannah Sherman, my fault, over on the far sideline, got up and put that one down. And now we're going to see Micaiah Calkins come in, the sophomore for Sutton. She'll be serving. 18-16, just a two-point lead here for Freeman. Sutton trying to tie this one back up. Far corner, passed, back row, and it'll be pushed over by Holland. Keenan sets it up. Here's Lemke. Blocked, right back to Wiseman. Keenan will set it up again. This time, Sherman with the hit, but it goes wide. And it's 19-16. And back in comes Sydney Grease now for the Phillies. And another substitution coming in will be Lauren Pardee. Pardee, the sophomore, comes in, middle hitter for the Falcons as they go deep into the bench now. Here's the serve off the top of the net by Remmers. Tipped over the blockers. Holland is there, set up high. Here's Remmers. Back row hit, free ball right back over, but dug out. Keenan sets it up, far side. Lemke hit it, but long. 20-16, Freeman here in game three. Again, both teams have won a game. And a timeout, Sutton. We go to a timeout with the Falcons leading it 20-16 over the Phillies. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
clear that you get more. Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest here in Game 3. Each team has won a game in this first round in Class C2. The number 2-seeded Freeman Falcons, 30-0, and the number 7-seeded Sutton Phillies, 27-5. And right now the Falcons lead at 20-16 in Game 3. All the momentum at the end of Game 2 and the start of Game 3 was all on Sutton's side, but Freeman has taken that away. Now they're trying to take a 2-game-to-1 lead in the match. Service way outside, and it's going to have to be free-balled over by the Phillies. Dorn with the set, Haynes with the kill, but it goes way wide, and now it'll be Sherman with the free ball. Set high, near side Holland, and she hits it down in the corner. 21-16, and now the momentum has swung back to the Falcons side. And they need four to take a 2-game-to-1 lead. We go into, as we would head into Game 4. Here's a jump serve. Received by Grease, set up by Keenan, and Lemke sets it over. Pass to Dorn, swing hit by Haynes. That one's out. And it's 21-17. So looks like that serve goes over, service, and it's blocked by the Phillies. They couldn't dig it out. Nice job on McKenna Grace, but she couldn't get it out of the net. She was there to block it, but couldn't dig it out. 22-17, Freeman. And Alexis Holland back to serve now for the Falcons. Holland, line drive, ace serve. Sydney Grace was there, came off her shoulder and went out, 23-17. Falcons two away of taking a 2-game-to-1 lead, but they took the first game, too, and Sutton stormed back in game two. Wow, that one's way out. So a big break there, 23-18. Phillies aren't out of this one yet. And back in now comes Megan Drudick. She's up front, back to serve now will be Nicole Keenan. Her jump serve, pass to Dorn, Haynes off the tip of the blockers, and then set up for Lemke, block, dug out, free balled over, back row Wiseman, Keenan sets it up, over the middle, Sherman, dug out, set up by Dorn, here's Haynes again, and it's in the back row. Just got enough on the blocker to take a speed off, and it fell in the back row, and it's 24-18, game point now, Freeman. Here in game three. Holland serve. Pass to Keenan. Keenan blocked at the net and not, well, still play, still in play. And Lemke got it over, blocked at the net again and right back over, but wide this time. Nice net play by Lemke. But Freeman wins game three, and we're going to go into game four, 2-1 in favor of Freeman. They win game three, 25-18. So we'll go to game four, 2-1. Freeman on top. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We're back after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402. 984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 34 locations in Central Nebraska, including Glenville, Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We go to game four in this Class C2 first round state volleyball tournament here in Lincoln, Nebraska, Lincoln Southwest. Glad you could join us here on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ FM. Let's go over some other scores right now in Class A. Papillion La Vista leads Millard South 25-23, 25-18, 2-0 lead. Class B, Aurora won game one over Norris, 25-22, but Norris came back 25-17 in game two. In Class C1, Kearney Catholics won both over Ashland Greenwood so far, 25-6, 25-11. And in Class D1, St. Mary's swept Humphrey St. Francis 3-0, and Stewart in Class D2 swept Mullen 3-0. Here we go, game four. 2-1 lead by the Falcons. They lead first. They serve first, and that's Dorn. It's taken and free balled over by McKenna Grease. Short set, hit over and down by Marissa Haynes. It's a 1-0 lead by the Falcons. I can tell you this, whoever gets the early lead doesn't make any difference because the other teams usually storm back and seem to take it. Now we got some volleyball's floating around here, so back to serve again is Riley Dorn, Freeman, Wiseman. Ooh, and that was a bad pass. That had made Nicole Keenan had to run all the way from the far side to the near side. By the time she got to it, her hit went right into the crowd. So it's a quick lead, but remember it was 6-0 Sutton, and then Freeman came back and won game three, so maybe that's a good thing for Sutton. There's a nice hit by Lemke, and she gets the kill down. See, it's 2-1, just like that. And back to serve will be Nicole Keenan now for the Phillies. Down 2-1 here in game four, Class C2 first round action. One more left to play here tonight at Lincoln Southwest. Here's Remmers, gets it over. It's kind of a soft hit into the net. Keenan can't get it out of the net. It's 3-1. Freeman. Back to serve will be Marissa Haynes for the Falcons. Wiseman to Sydney Grease, and Keenan has to free ball it over. Here's the set by Dorn, and it's hit long by Emily Lenners. They got a touch, and the point goes to the Falcons, 4-1. Back to serve again. Haynes, far side, pass to Keenan. Here is, ooh, nice hit by Grease, but she got blocked over on the far side by Remmers and Lenners, and it's 5-1. Quick lead and a quick timeout by the Phillies. Freeman up 5-1 in game four. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Freeman has a 5-1 lead in game number four here in this Class C2 first-round game. They have the serve. Keenan sets it up for the Phillies. Big hit, but it's going to be a net, a net call against the Falcons. All right. So it goes 5-2. Sutton with the service, and Delaney Lemke back to serve. And her service is taken to the back row, set up high, far side. Sugden hits it. We're going to have a net call on Sutton. And one back, kind of a one to the other. So it's 6-2, Freeman here in the fourth game. Freeman won game one, Sutton game two, Freeman game three. That one just about an ace, dug out. Here's a shot into the net by Megan Drudik. And it's 7-2 now, Freeman. Sutton needs to make a run here. They don't want to get Freeman too big of a lead here in this fourth game. Here's the serve again by Lenners. Far sideline pass to Keenan. Near side. Nice hit. Nice hit by Sydney Grease. Touched by a couple of Falcons that went out. 7-3. And now Kaylin Wiseman, the libero, back to serve. Floats one over. Just barely got over. Then Dorn, and then it's pushed over by Remmers. And hit over a bit long by Sydney Grease. And it's 8-3, Freeman. Back to serve now will be Sugden. Taylor Sugden for the Falcons. Floats it over. Pass to Keenan. Nice short set, but right back over, though. Right there waiting was Riley Dorn and Carly Remmers, and it's 9-3 and another quick timeout by the Phillies. Freeman leads at 9-3 in game four. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9-3 now here in game four. The Falcons on top. And Sugden floats over another high, soft serve. Here's the shot put over, partially tipped on the far side. The Phillies had to get it over on that shot, the Falcons had to get it over that shot, and they could not. It's a nice job by Sutton to get that one over deep. And Sponberg is in right now to serve for Sutton. Pass to Dorn. Here's the short set to Remmers again, and she's been pretty tough. And so now it's 10-4, Freeman. Here's the serve. It's a tough pass, but off the net. Keenan gets it. Free ball back over by Sutton. Now on the attack, here's Haynes. Blocked right back over to the Falcons. They push it over. And now Sutton digs it out, puts it right back over. Dorn, far side. Holland off the tip. Dug out by Wiseman. There's Keenan. Pushed over by Grease. And the Falcons are going to have to free ball it over themselves. And now a short set pushed over by Sutton. Set up. Here's Remmers. And she hits it, but it goes wide. So a break for the Phillies. They trail it 10-5 here in game four. Substitution now, as coming in for Sutton will be Micaiah Calkins. She'll come in to serve. They're down 10-5 here in game four, down 2-1. Dorn sets it up. Haynes, and she got just to the far sideline. Haley Hanthorn tried to dig it out, and it goes wide on her fist. And it's 11-5, Freeman. Back to serve will be Alexis Holland now. Holland to serve for the Falcons. Wiseman, nice pass to Keenan. Swing hit. Pushed over, and it'll be a nice job there by Savannah Sherman is trying to dig it out of the net. As Leonards could not do it, it's 11-6. Here's the serve by Sherman. Just got it over. Free ball, jump ball, and we're going to have a net call. It's going to go against Riley Dorn. And now the Phillies are down by four, 11-7. Here they come back in game four. The way every game is gone, someone gets a big lead, and then the other team comes storming back. Oops, that one goes right into the net by Sherman. So it's 12-7, Freeman here in game four. Freeman's up 2-1. Must win for Sutton. Dorn back to serve. Nice pass to Keenan. Keenan sets it over the middle. Back row save. Dorn sets it up. Near side, here's Haynes off, just off the top of the tape and then down on the floor in front of Wiseman. And it's 13-7, Falcons. And once we find the volleyball, it's dug out. Dorn will be back to serve again for the Falcons. They lead it 13-7 here in game four. Hayes serve. Hanthorn couldn't dig out that serve, and it's 14-7. Sutton needs to put a stop to this run. Straight up. Keenan sets it up. McKenna Grease gets it over. But then right there over the middle is Emily Leonards. Hits it hard. Wiseman received it, but it goes way wide. And it's 15-7 now. Freeman. Phillies needing to put a stop on. Here's a serve by Dorn again. That one's going to be a free ball. And pounding it right down over the middle was Emily Leonards. 16-7, Freeman. Dorn doing a nice job at the service line for the Falcons. Nice pass to Keenan. Near side, here's Lemke. Back row, push. Dorn. Sugden got it over. Free ball pushed over by Keenan. Dorn sets it up. Here's Haynes. Haynes gets it over the blockers. Wiseman's right there. Keenan sets it up. Near side, here's Lemke. Into the net. Probably Emily Leonard's there to help it out. 17-7, Falcons. Flying good here in game number four. Back row, Hanthorn, Keenan, block again by Leonards. 18-7, Falcons. Here's a serve by Dorn in the middle. Hanthorn pass to Keenan, near side. Lemke blocked, this time dug out. Passed over to Keenan. She'll free ball it over. Remmers passes it, and Haynes puts it over and in the back row. 19-7, Freeman. Dorn's serve. Wiseman passes it, near side, far side hit, blocked right back into Grease, and then free balled over by Wiseman. Pass to Dorn, here is Leonards, and she pushes it right over and down. It's 20-7, Falcons. Falcons 5 points away from moving on to the semifinals. Nice one by Hanthorn. It's a free ball, and then right there is Sugden at the net, her and Keenan, and Sugden wins the jump ball. Falls over on Sutton's side, 21-7. First three matches were nail-biters all the way to the end, but in the fourth, Freeman has taken the wind out of the Philly sails here. Keenan pushes it over. There's Haynes. Dorn sets it up high for Sugden over the blockers. Dug out nicely in the back row by Sydney Grease. Set up high. Here's Lemke. She'll set it over. Back row. Falling backwards. Set it up. There's going to be Remmers. Hits it over. Now Keenan sets it up. pushed over and blocked out. Saved the back row and free balled again over by the Falcons. Scrappy right now. Here's Lemke again, and that one goes long. 22-7, Falcons. Lemke, Drudik, and Sherman are the only seniors on the Sutton team. They'll be back with a strong team again next year. Set up high. There's a free ball over. Back row pass to Dorn. Dorn sets it up. Here's Haynes. Back corner, Keenan. Up high. Lemke got up through the blockers that time. 22-8. And in is Megan Drudik. Back to serve is Nicole Keenan. Keenan serve. Ace serve. Nice job by Nicole Keenan. 22-9. Phillies need a long run here. Keenan. Little jump serve. Remmers took it. Probably would have been deep. Set up by the Phillies. Here's Keenan, and that's a good thing for Sutton. Another, well, almost a point, but dug out by Haynes. Set up again. They pushed it over. Dorn sets it up. Haynes again, and this time Haynes gets the kill. 23-9. Substitution coming in for the Falcons. Checking in will be Tori Bohr, the sophomore. She comes in to serve. They need 2 points to win the match. Bohr in to serve. Serves it. Back row, Wiseman. Keenan sets it up. Short set and in the back row. Nice job by McKenna Grease. 23-10. And Lemke, Delaney Lemke, will serve. Here comes the serve by Lemke. Nice pass. Dorn sets it. Big hit by Remmers. 24-10. Match point for Freeman. Here's the serve by Leonards. Keenan sets it up near side. Grease puts it over. Far corner pass to Dorn. Dorn, here's Remmers, but it's dug out. Set up high. Sydney Grease puts it over. Back row. Dorn sets it up far side. Holland off the blocks. Dug out by Keenan. Wiseman. And then shot put over. Dorn. Back row. Leonards. And in the back row. 25-10, the final score. And Freeman wins it in four, 3-1. 25-19, 24-26, 25-18, 25-10. We'll wrap it up here in this Class C2 and get ready for the last game. Hastings St. Cecilia and Elmwood Murdoch. We'll wrap it up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, I'm Dana Grease, your pharmacist at Sutton Pharmacy. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy since 2007. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. We offer a full line of Good Neighbor Pharmacy products to meet your healthcare needs. Sutton Pharmacy also offers deliveries to Sutton and Edgar for your convenience. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Sutton Pharmacy.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here as we get ready for our last match of the night, but our Sutton loses to Freeman in four. Freeman goes to 31-0, 25-19, 24-26, 25-18, 25-10. Nice job by Sutton, though. They played strong, a fine year. They wrap up the year at 27-6. And again, not a bad season at all. Nothing to hang their heads low for a nice district win and getting into the state tournament. And that's the first time they've been here again for a while, so it's been since 2009. So good job by them. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Brad back in the control room, and we'll be back with you here shortly over on KHAS for our last game of the night between Elmwood Murdoch and Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mark Baldwin. Good evening, everyone.
The preceding program has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.